Here with teacher, blogger, poet, reviewer, and writer, W.L. Hawken. How are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm doing great, thank you. So you have a book out called Lure, and I was just wondering if you could tell me just a little bit about that book and your award that you were a recipient for recently.
For sure. You know, I'm really excited about this because I won just recently a National Indie Excellence Award for this book, and it's a book called Lure, Jussie and Hawk, and it's in Minnesota, near a Chippewa reservation in a town, a fictional town, called Lure River. So I'm pretty excited. It's romantic suspense, and there's also a mystery in there when one of the characters discovers the skeletal hands of a missing Indigenous girl in her shed. So.
That's pretty incredible. I was just wondering as well, as a writer, how are you coming up with creative ways to tell new stories?
Right. Okay. Well, I'm a very intuitive writer. So these stories come to me visually. I hear them. I see them. And it's that's my process. So this one, actually, I wrote 3 years ago, the bones of this, when I was starting my degree in Indigenous Studies at Trent University in Ontario. And the first scene in this, actually, I dreamed it, and I got up in the morning and I had the whole scene. I could see everything, and my job is to sit down and find the right words to say what I'm hearing and seeing.
We're kind of speaking of dreaming about this past project, and I was looking into your past projects as well. You seem to have sort of a fascination with a lot of occult and fantasy-like stories with your Hollystone mysteries books and other projects there. What draws you into creating those types of stories?
Well, it's kind of the way I live. So I'm just really excited about magic and mythology. And I've done a lot of mediumship, and I study druidry and a little bit of Wicca and Indigenous Studies, which, you know, in itself has a beautiful a way of being with it. So that's kind of where I sit in my life.
I was going to say, speaking of your stories, I've noticed that Lure, Jussie and Hawk focuses heavily on Indigenous cultures and communities. You said earlier that you had studied Indigenous cultures and communities at Trent University. Why do you believe it's important to spotlight that community and perhaps spread more word and awareness on a lot of issues that they've been facing?
Oh, for sure. Well, you know, I'm a big ally there, and I think in this story, for sure, there's a lot about environmental issues in this, and I think the Indigenous people are people that we need to look to for some answers. I mean, I just think that they have some answers and they can help us with that. So there's that idea. There's also the idea of missing and murdered Indigenous women, which is something we really need to get behind and start doing something about, and just think too much has happened for too long that we haven't done anything to stop it. And it's important.
I completely agree with you there, and I just wanted to thank you for taking the time to speak with me today. If you're looking to get in contact with WL, she's actually going to be at the Farmer's Market this weekend, so definitely keep an eye out for her. She's also going to be there the BC Day Long weekend there on August 2nd, so she'll be there. You can talk to her, and she'll even have her books, Lure and the Hollystone Mystery Series there. Definitely worth go checking her out. She also has a website as well that you can definitely go check out. And that is at bluehavenpress.com to go check her stuff out there. She's got a whole bio. She's got books. Everything you can get from her is right there. Later this hour, I'm going to be revealing the winner of